You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Terry, what would you say was the highlight of the holiday weekend?
Well, I took my grandchildren camping, and we went out to North Sterling Reservoir. And you know what? It was freezing cold, and the wind was blowing, and it was awful. But those kids loved every minute of it, and they were in the lake swimming, and they were, you know, at the playground, and they were at the campfire, and it was just a glorious weekend.
They didn't care. They didn't care about the weather.
It's a good thing about being a kid.
They got out of the water, and their little chins were just shaking, and they'd go right back in.
Well, they'll be sick this week for sure, but
oh, that's great. Did you make s'mores?
Yes. Okay, I have a story. I saw somebody said, if you're not making s'mores with fudge stripe cookies, you're doing it all wrong. So I thought, why not give it a try? So we used fudge stripe cookies and roasted the marshmallows, and they were perfect.
Doesn't the top of the cookie get too melty, though?
No.
Really?
No. And it's perfect because it is just the right amount of chocolate, the right amount of graham cookie. Oh, they were the hit.
That's a game changer right there.
That's pretty interesting.
Yes. Life-changing.
So you're basically replacing the graham cracker and the chocolate with one of those cookies. Or two of them,
yes.
I would guess, then.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Yep. The other way I've heard is just to take the chocolate out, do the graham cracker, the marshmallow, and use a Reese's peanut butter cup in the middle.
Right. We've done that before, but it feels like, why not just eat the Reese's?
There's that.
I'd be with you, yeah.
All right. So I've got to tell you, Terry and Jeremy, something that I saw this weekend because stayed at my brother's house, and they either had Fixer Upper on so I could stare at Joanna Gaines, or they had Food Channel on, the Food Network.
Right.
And there was some episode they did that was called Ooey Gooey.
Okay.
And they were just coming up with various things that you can make at home that really emphasize the ooey gooey. So try to follow along with this. They made two grilled cheese sandwiches on Texas toast, so it's already thick to begin with.
But wow,
grilled
yeah.
cheese, and they're oval shaped. No, wait, that's just the beginning.
But wait, there's more.
Deep fry both of those. So now they're deep fried after being made. Oh, and wait, I'm still not done. Then you grill up two burger patties with cheese between them, and you use the two deep-fried grilled cheese sandwiches as the buns for the double meat cheeseburger.
Yep. And then you wrap it in a pizza and dunk it in nacho cheese.
I mean, we were talking, laughing about how the thing is like 5 or 6 inches thick, so I don't know how you like get it into your mouth.
It's too much.
But it was deep-fried grilled cheese as the buns for the burger.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Make that with your grandkids.
It's hard in the making.
One time is not going to do it.
It's just like emphasizes how what Jeremy calls fat America. I mean, that's what it is. It's just fat America.
I'm surprised you were watching anything, though, with ooey gooey in the title.
Well, it was their TV. I was in their house, and I was...
You're stuck.
I was
you know
there.
What? I have to say, too, I went to Tejas one time, and we went to a barbecue restaurant called Stubbs. And I, you know, it was just one of those food eating moments where your mouth is just in love with what, you know. And so we buy Stubbs barbecue sauce all the time now.
Stubbs is a good sauce, too. That is a good sauce.
I'll have to look for that.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right, let's play some Rattle Off. Terry, are you ready for us?
I am. I'm ready.
All right, 10 seconds.
Bring it on.
I'm bringing it on.
Ten seconds.
And for everyone else who's holding, even if Terry gets it, don't hang up because we still want to talk to all of you. In 10 seconds, give us, I don't want shoe brands. I want 5 clothing brands in 10 seconds. 5 clothing brand names. Ready, and go!
Vera Wang, Christian Siriano, Versace, Gucci, 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 Goo.
Wait a minute.
What's Gucci Gucci Goo?
What was that last one?
Was that another show on TLC? Did you make that last one up?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. You could have just said Kirkland.
Oh, of course.
Kirkland. Or Levi's. I mean, yeah. I'm going to say you got four. But you made us laugh, Terry. Thank you for being on the show.
All right, boys. Have a good day. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
We have the greatest listeners. Gucci, Gucci, Goo. And Jeremy and I are just waiting here, Randy, because we're expecting her to say, yeah, it's a special brand for children.
Yeah, it's high-end. Yeah, luxury clothing.
Mm. Randy, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Well, the highlight of my weekend was we went out of town. Unfortunately, it was for a funeral, but got to meet a lot of my girlfriend's family that I'd never met before. So it was a beautiful ceremony.
What'd they think of you? Did you make a good impression?
They all seemed very impressed with me. They were asking her, you know, when are you guys coming back down again?
Mm. Well, that's good.
Like a good sign that we got the standing invite.
Well, good for you. Where was this? Where did you go?
We went to Corona, New Mexico.
Oh, wow.
About an hour south of Albuquerque.
Yeah, that's not a bad little drive.
About 6 hours or so. Hmm.
Did you get yourself some good food down there in New Mexico?
Oh, very good food.
And hopefully you guys had separate hotel rooms and separate rooms, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
What do you do for a living, Randy?
I manage a Dairy Queen, actually.
Do you?
In Thornton.
Thornton.
Where they eat their dead along with their blizzards. Mm. What's your favorite blizzard flavor?
Oh, the Picnic Peach Cobbler.
Oh, that sounds
different.
The Picnic
what?
Peach.
Yeah, it's got cobbler pieces in it, like the crust for it. And then it's got a peach sauce with peach chunks in it.
I'd eat that once.
Absolutely.
I would try that once.
I'll be darned.
Take a little peach sauce with you on your road trip, too.
Absolutely.
That's really good. I've not heard that one. I never see the Georgia Mud Fudge on the menu anymore, but they always say they can make them for me because that's my go-to.
Correct. It is always an available item.
Oh, just a handful of mud and a little bit of fudge.
Yeah.
Very much so.
All right, Randolph, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
I am.
All right, 10 seconds. Give us five things. I'll tell you what. I'll give you a food one. No, I better not do this. This is too easy. I'm going to have to skip this one. You're in the food business. We can't do that.
All right.
10 seconds. Give us five animals that have either horns or antlers. Five animals with horns or antlers. Ready and go.
Deer, elk, antelope, Highland cows, goats, sheep.
You know your horns.
Mm.
You're a horny dude.
I say a horny dude wins.
Horny guy got it.
Way to go, Randy.
Thank you.
Very low-key about it all. Good for you.
Are you going to marry this girlfriend you're with?
If I don't, I am done for life. I'm over the what's your favorite colors.
Yeah. Yeah.
My current girlfriend and I actually, we've known each other since high school, so it was very easy.
Oh, good for you, man.
Mm. How old are you?
I'm 30.
All right.
Oh, you got plenty of time. You're fine. Good for you. Listen, please stand by. Josh is going to talk to you about your movie tickets. You can take your lady friend out, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. That's so funny. I'm so over the what's your favorite color.
The small talk nonsense.
Here's Logan. Logan, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Well, not really on my weekend, but today I had jury duty, but the trial was canceled. So now I'm headed home. And funny enough, I actually just passed a Dairy Queen in Thornton, where the last guy might have been the manager at.
Yeah. Yeah. Go in and see Randy at some point.
That's great.
Yeah, no, I definitely will. I mean,
are you on a forklift right now?
Boy, that's not obnoxious.
He's on a forklift.
No, yeah. My alarm was going off.
So what are you going to do with the rest of your day?
I have a round to golf over at Legacy Ridge Golf Course.
What a nice little free day off you got.
It's a pretty day, too. Like, I mean, low 80s today. That's a good golf day. Good for
you. Yeah, it's fantastic. I was planning on spending the day over at the courthouse, so now I'm quick to...
Yeah, good for you. Get out of there, man.
Now, let me ask you. Some people might think this is a crazy question, but were you a little bit disappointed that it got canceled?
No, not really. Yeah. I think, you know, having the jury system is important, but it's always kind of a burden to.
Just as long as you're not involved with it, right?
Yeah, exactly. There
I'm with you. I want to get the hell out of there and go enjoy the day.
Yeah, Jeremy doesn't want to. I want to. I want to sit on a jury, and I've never had the opportunity.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is my first summons. I mean, I'm 19, so it's, you know, but maybe someday I would want to.
Yeah, you'll get dinged again.
Really bored, but yeah, no, I got a lot of time. I got
as far as the jury box, sitting in the courtroom in the jury box, and before anything got started, they declared it a mistrial and they sent everybody home. I'm like,
gotta go now. Gotta go play golf.
What a tease. Yeah. Gotta go to Dairy Queen. If you're gonna go by and get a Blizzard, what's your go-to Blizzard flavor, Logan?
Banana split's always good. Split. Either that or the Dilly Bars.
Oh my God, I love the Dilly Bars.
You're a Dilly Bar.
Sounds good.
What do you do when you're not on the golf course or in the courthouse? Do you have a job?
No, I'm attending college.
Where do you go?
Computer science major. I go to Boulder.
Okay.
What do you want to do with that major?
Make a lot of money?
Computer science. That's who I want to get into the CPU, GPU, so computer chip making industry.
Maybe you can be part of the quantum computing that's coming our way eventually, right?
Yeah. Although that is a little bit more physics than it is computer science, just because... You know, I don't really deal with tiny subatomic particles.
You two
got to
work hand in hand, I would think, though.
So. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, no.
Logan, we've enjoyed talking to you. Have a fun time out on the golf course. Slap on some SPF 50, okay?
Yeah, no. I'll try not to get sunburned. Thanks.
See you later.
Thank you, Logan. Thank you for being on the show.
He's a yeah, no guy. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.